Okay, let's get started with Baba Basra Daf Gimel. Baba Basra Daf Gimel, as we are on Beis Mabeis, and we are in the sugya of Hezek Re'iya. Hezek Re'iya, says the Gemara, six lines up from the bottom on Beis Mabeis. We're trying to prove one way or the other whether Hezek Re'iya, Shema Hezek, or Lav Shmei Hezek. We mentioned the Machlokas, the different days in the Gemara. We possibly in the Gemara, Hezek Re'iya, Shmei Hezek. We mentioned from the Stipler that there are different elements of the sugya of Shmei Hezek. There are financial issues of privacy, either because of I'm not going to be able to do things in my chatzer, or because it's the ayin hara attacking eyes that are looked at, or it's just social, we might call it, and physically embarrassing that if I'm limited in what I'm allowed to do, or if I do it and I'm seen, either of those are not good, and therefore it's al hamazik laharchik etzatzmo according to the mandamar hezek riyashmei hezek. It is a case of hezek, and therefore it's my responsibility to make sure that I am not a mazik, that I am not a mazik. Says the Gemara, now Tashma, let's try again to prove that whether Shmei Hezek or Alav Shmei Hezek. So, the Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, right? That's somewhat unusual to quote a statement of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel in a Tashma. Usually a Tashma is a Mishnah or a Brisa, but here we quote the following. So, Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Gagas Lamech Lechatzer Chaveiro, if I have a roof, remember a roof in the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara was used for usage, like a backyard. They used to use their roofs. So if there is a roof that overlooks my friend's Chatzer, you have to build a ma'akeh around the roof four amos high. Four amos high, that's much higher than you would need for the mitzvah of ma'akeh, as Hashem will talk about in a minute. Mitzvah ma'akeh is 10 tvachim. So why would you need four amos? Wouldn't that be because we want to make sure that the person on the gag is not allowed to look into the yard, into the chatzer, and therefore that would prove Hezek Re'iya, Shmei Hezek, is the responsibility of the mazik to make sure that everything is protected and private. So the answer again, the word says Shani Yasam, there might be different. The Omer Le Baal Chatzel Baal Hagag, there the playing field is not level. Literally and figuratively, right? There is not fair. Why? The Baal HaChatzer can say to the Baal HaGag, L'didi Kfiyali Tashmishi. The Baal HaChatzer says, I have a kavua, a set time when I am going to be using my area. It's kavua, it's set to specific types of usages. But I have no idea when you're going to be going into your gag. All morning, afternoon, I have no idea. I don't know what to do and when to protect myself from your vision, and therefore, it's not fair. And that's why we say, maybe really Hezek Re'iya Lo Shmei Hezek, in a normal case where they're both in the chatzer, and they're both in the and they both, have set times and usages. But here, the gag is like used for so many different things, and therefore says the Gemara, that the Baal HaChatzer can say to the Baal HaGag, it's not fair. But again, because that's not the usual common case, so therefore there's no raya of Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. The Emek Bracha discusses, as we just mentioned, the Shir for Ma'akeh, Rav Parmanshik, the Talmud of the Brisker Rav, in one of his pieces on Ma'akeh, he discusses a statement of the Minchas Chinuch. And Minchas Chinuch discusses in Tav Kuf Mem Vav, that what we're going to talk about, the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch in a minute, discusses the Shir of Ten Tvachim. Right, our Gemara says that, it's obviously more than the amount that is needed for the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. It's four amos. So 10 tvachim, though, would be the minimum for Ma'akeh. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses, do you need what's called loose 10 tvachim or tight 10 tvachim? Are you machmir to sochakos? Or do we say that no, it's otzvos, right? It's minimal and limited. So the Emek Bracha says the Minchas Chinuch discusses this back and forth, which we'll get to in a second. Why the Minchas Chinuch holds that you might need the more maximal tfachim, talking about the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. But the Emek Bracha says Valadias Daiti. I don't think this is even a question to bring up. When do you need sometimes go l'chumra in your shir of tfachim? Where there's a halacha, there's a din of a shir. There's a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That is what you need. And you need an amma and for a sukkah or a mavul, your kilayim. But the fact that you need 10 tfachim by a ma'akeh, ain't a klal mishum din shir mechitza. That's not about a mechitza. But that's what protection is. Protection is 10 tfachim high. like Rashi translates with ma'ake. Tiksha mishamer mashem besocho. V'yim keim nimsa de ma'ake lo bein a klal din mechitza ela tikha mishamer u'megin min nefila. And therefore, you don't, can't get into the issue of what do you say and call it to Arkula. What type of ten tefachim? Do you need the loose type or do you need the minimal type? This isn't shayach. This isn't like a mitzvah say words at the end of a shir. It's just an idea of protection. And therefore, I don't think that you should have that discussion that the Menachas Chinuch is having. But Lishitaso, the Menachas Chinuch, holds differently. If you look at the Menachas Chinuch in Tav Kuf Mem Vav, the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, he clearly holds that the mitzvah of Ma'akeh is not just about protection of a danger. The Menachas Chinuch is clear in his holding that there's something positive, there's a mitzvah asei d'oraisa, which there is, but there's like positive about it, separate from the los asei. And you might be mechalik between the asei and the los asei of ma'akeh. V'yasisa ma'akeh l'gagecha and v'losasim damim b'veisecha. The negative, the los asei, maybe that's just about protection of danger. But the asei adds something, even beyond the protection of danger, maybe the creation of a safe environment in a positive way is different than just protection from danger. Protection from danger, I can do less. But if Hashem wants me to go above and beyond in this mitzvah of protection of environment, so then I would have to do more. Right? It's similar, he discusses, and the post can discuss, what about a bracha? We usually know that you don't make a bracha on something that's just about protecting the negative. You don't make a bracha on Mayim Achronim. You only make a bracha on Mayim Rishonim. Because that's just about removing the melach stomis and cleaning my hands. Right? We don't make a bracha on Hagalas Kalim, kashering, removing something not kosher. You make a bracha on Tevilas Kalim, because there's something positive. There's a Hosafas Kedusha. But so similarly here, if Ma'akeh was just about making sure the guy doesn't fall down, right, protecting, so then maybe a bracha would not be appropriate. But we know that many posts can discuss that there is a bracha that is made by ma'akeh. Can you even make it if a non-Jew builds your ma'akeh? Separate discussion. But that is the, so that itself might reflect and tip us off that there is something positive here. But the Minchas Chinuch's lashon here in Tavkuf Mem Vav says, let's say I don't build a ma'akeh for 3 days after I have my mirpeset. It says the Minchas Chinuch, you are mevatel a mitzvah saseh for 3 days. Wow. And you can't fix it. Right, because you messed, those 3 days are gone. It's not like, oh, la bafreya, like bris mila, you are no longer, says the Minchas Chinuch, no. Pashut, the take of sheish lo bayis chala la vasei valo sasei, u b'chol rega over ala la vasei, v'yemachar kachasa, mikamakam lo tikein masha over la mafreya, kimo shalo hitil tzitzis, ki achiv shal mitzvah b'chol rega rachav alav, ki ein ze mitzvah shi pamachas kimo lulav umila v'chadome, v'zeh pashut. Whenever he says that pashut 4 times, you know, maybe it's not so pashut. And he said that's, you might say that no, like the Emet Bracha says. It's just about protection. And that's what he discusses there. Maybe you can't give it to a guy, because the mitzvah bo yosvei b'shlucho, his focus is on the maisa, not the focus on the result. No, there's a lot here by the mitzvah ma'akeh. We're not going to go into it all now, but it's also one of those hashgacha mitzvos, where the Rishonim discuss, you know, if the guy is supposed to die anyway, so what do I have to put up a fence for? Right? Is there a possibility of a person falling to the mechsholim, you know, even outside of quote unquote his time? Rachmana litzlan, if somebody puts himself into a dangerous situation, right? So the Minchas Chinuch discusses that as the Chinuch discusses that as other Rishonim do in terms of I'm still not supposed to be involved in a danger, even if it's going to happen. Bechulu, there's a lot here, but that's Tavkuf Mem Vav, and we will continue, because a couple of Shas topics coming up here on today's daf. Okay, that's but related to the shir of Ma'akeh, Ten Tefachim, as we saw, the Emet Bracha, and the Menachas Chinuch. Says the Gemara Lishna Achrina, a different version of the Gemara that we had yesterday. So the next 20 lines is basically the same thing that we had yesterday, just in different steps and different orders. Yesterday we started off by saying, what is the word mechitza mean in the Mishnah? It must mean a wall. It means a wall, and if you say it means a wall, then you must say it means lav shmehezek, and then we try to prove it, maybe it means a split, not a wall, and went through all the Shakla Vitaria following. So now we're going to have the similar Shakla Vitaria all the way till almost the wide lines. So Lishna Achrina, Amrila, Savrua, so we're going to flip it though. First we're going to go have the other possibility. My Mechitza Plukta. What does Mechitza mean? What's the Havamina? The Mechitza means a split. Not a wall, a split. Dichsev, as the Pasuk says at the end of Bamidbar, Fatihi Mechzis Ha'edah. So you see, the splitting of the congregation, that doesn't mean a wall, that Mechitza. It means a split. So the Mishnah means then, once they want to split, once they decide to split and have their own area of the chatzer, then we would force them to build a wall. That's how we would read the Mishnah. V'kiva deratzu, bonin asakosel bal karchan. And if that would be the case, that would prove Alma hezek riyesh vahezek. Right? Yeah, until the time that they want to split, which we'll get to. If it's hezek riyesh, so why don't we force that to split in the first place? That's sure the Gemara will get to that. But the Gemara says the way we would read the Mishnah is, once they want to split, then we would force them to build the wall. Which would mean shmei hezek. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Mi'ema mai mechitza guda. Maybe what does the word mechitza mean? Guda means a wall. The Tanya, the Brisa says, in the Kelayim, Mechitza Keren Shenifritza, the wall between the Kerem and the Tfua, that falls down, Omer Lo Gadar. We say to the Bau HaKerem, we'll get back to that about the Shem in a minute, Gadar, put up your wall. Nifritza, fell that again, Omer Lo Gadar. We tell him, put it up. Nisya'e Shemen of Alo Gadra, if at some point he says, I'm done. You know, I put this up so many times, I'm finished. I can't do this anymore. So he is megala his das that he's not putting it up anymore, and then it grows 1/200th after that time. Velo gadra hare ze kidesh. Then it becomes aser behana, and it needs to be burnt. Right? We know the five types of kelayim. This is the only type that is mamish aser behana. Shanis is aser belavisha. You're allowed to sell shanis. But Shadis is also Levisha. Kilai Behema, those are just two actions, cross breeding and cross working. Kilai Zraim is Asur, not Bahana, right? Asur to, be involved in. And that the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to plant Kilai Zraim. But Kilai Hakerem says, Pentikdash, Amalei Hazer Asher Tizra. So it's Kadosh, it becomes Asur Bahana. Ariza Kidesh, Vachai Vachriusa. And the Baal HaKerem, if he doesn't do this, is Chai Bachrayas for destroying and damaging the Tfua. So let's just finish this Diyuk. So V'tayma, so over there. So that's how you see maybe the word Mechitza means wall and not split, and therefore it wouldn't be Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek. V'tayma Deratzu. And the reason is because they want to build a wall. That's when they both have to go by the Minhag Medina of the materials. Hallo Ratzu. But if they wouldn't want to build a wall, you wouldn't force them. Alma. So if that's the understanding of the Mishnah, Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. So then Hezek Re'iyah would not be Hezek, because it's only once they decide to build a wall, so then we would force them to do it with these materials. So Ihachi, if that's true, Bonin is a Kosel. Bonin Osomi Boile. The Mishnah should just use the pronoun it, not to repeat the wall, because it already said, if they want to build a wall, you force them to build a wall. No, you force them to build it. So Elamai, so go back to the first one. Elamai, plugta, what it means? Split, ihachi, sheratzu lachzos mechitza, sheratzu lachzos mibayale. It should say that they want to split, not that they want to build a split. So Kedabri and she, no, maybe the Mishnah would still use the language like people talk. Tanavid plugta, right, let's make a split. Right, sometimes people say that, even though it's not the most precise lashon, but still, maybe that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Anyway, stop there for a minute. We started talking about it yesterday, but just to catalog the opinions, there are four opinions in the Rishonim why the Baal HaKerem is any more chayev than the Baal HaTfua. So we know by Kilai HaKerem here, it's the mixture that's usher. They both become usher. The vines and the wheat, if they're built, if they're planted next to each other. But why is it that all the Rishonim say that we tell him the Baal HaKerem is the one that is held at fault? So just to be fair, there is one day in the Meiri that argues. There's one day in the Meiri here that says that no, it means we tell him if the, you know, it means they're both b'chai b'achrayas. If the Baal HaTfua doesn't have enough money, so we, or whatever it is, we tell both of them. It's not specifically the Baal HaKerem more than the Baal HaTfua. They're both chayav achrayas, zeh klapi zeh. There is a day of the Meiri. But Rav Rishonim, Tosfos and the Ramban and all others say that, no, the Baal HaKerem is responsible. So why is that? So Tosfos quoted back on yesterday's daf, on the bottom, Tosfos quoted, Pirish Labaal HaKerem, Vihu Hamazik. Why? The Arba Amos Sha'amru Laharchiku Bishol Avodas HaKerem. Because there's a special din, Mishayis and Kalayim talk about it, that you have to leave a certain area around the Kerem that's called the Avodas HaKerem. That's how much space is needed to do the plow and to do the other Kalim. So that's really part of the responsibility of the Baal HaKerem, that space. So because we have the assumption that you need that space around your Kerem, that's why if you don't have that space, you're going to be responsible. So it's because of the reality of what the vineyard requires, right? Not anything halachic, so to speak. And that could be what the Ramban is also saying. The Ramban has a mysterious line, which many achronim try to figure out what he means. It sounds very graphic and illustrative, but it's just hard to put one's finger on what exactly he means. The Ramban says, why is the Balak Haram Chayiv? Shehu ba l'tchumo shel chaveiro, v'ein chaveiro ba l'tchumo. Because he's attacking his friend. His friend's not attacking him. So what does that mean? So it might just mean physically, and it might be physically turns into the halakhic. Vines spread. Grain just grows up. Grain goes up. It doesn't attack. It doesn't, you don't see vines creepy crawling across. So you're the balakerem. Your vines are attacking. They're going in. So again, it might be totally on the physical difference between vines and grain, but he says it in a very graphic way. You're coming into my tchum, right? You are attacking, and therefore it's the balakerem's responsibility to be marchik. So that's the Rabban. Again, many talk about that Rabban. Rabbeinu Yehonasan here in the Shidduch Kubet, in Shidduch Beis of Baba Kama, El Daf Kuf, where this is also quoted, says, well, there's a difference because maybe the case is where Mairi Begefen She'ein Bo Anavim Ve'einu Nesar. It's a case where there are empty vines, no grapes on it. So that's why his vines are becoming Nesar. Ein atfua mazek as a caramel, a caramel levado mazek as a tfua. Shneir sars v'yalam mazek la'achik as atzmo, which is also a similar idea that fundamentally there wouldn't be any difference. But then the Tosas Rid there in Baba Kama Daf Kuf says the yinikas hakerem gedola miyinikas hatfua. There's more nourishment. The kerem is nourishes more from the ground, and therefore nechshav al hakerem mazek v'lo bala tfua. Again, they're all trying to work off of the physical to then make it into a halachic reason why the Bala Kerem is going to be the responsible. But again, the Meiri is different. Okay, so that's continue. If you look in the Minchas Asher and Simon Gimel, he relates this Ramban to the Kuntres Dinin Degarmi, which we discussed in the past, the Ramban's essay, all about the different cases in Shas relating to Garmi, not direct damage, something lacking in the Maisa Hezek. Okay, let's continue now. We're still in the repeat, so to speak, of the Gemara from yesterday. So says the Gemara about the 12th line or so. V'i hezek re'i yeshmei hezek. So my arias, so now we have the different dais. Depending how you translate the word mechitza in the Mishnah, that would tell you whether the Mishnah means shmei hezek or lav shmei hezek. So v'i hezek re'i yeshmei hezek. So my arya ratzu afilo lo ratzu nami. If you say hezek re'i yeshmei hezek, and therefore, if they decide to split, you force them to build a wall. What do you mean if you decide to split? Even if they don't decide to split. If it's Hezek Re'iyah, then Bezit should forcibly never allow people to share a yard. If people do semi-private activities in the yard, then Bezit should always come in and say you have to put up a wall. So Afilu Lo Ratzu Nami, even if they don't want to split. Amar Vasi Amar Yochanan, you're right. Mishnah Seinu Kishein Badin Chaluka. The Mishnah is where you're talking about a very small yard. So there's not enough area to give each person their own space, and that's why you're right. If it was big, so Bezin would force. But if not, Ein Ba Dechaluka. Says the Gemara, V'hu Deratzu. Ein Ba Dechaluka, V'hu Deratzu. It doesn't have enough space to split, meaning we'll see that there isn't four amos of space for each person, and that's why it's only V'hu Deratzu, only if they want to. So the Gemara says, "My kamash malon." Bach takes out the next five words, "Chilas lebit chaluka." But my kamash malon, ki ratzu pligi tanina. If that's what the Mishnah is telling us, in a case where this ein bo din chaluka, which is a very small yard, that if they want to split, they split. So we know that already from the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says, "E masai." When do we say this? Bizman she ein shnehem rotsim. Aval bizman she shnehem rotsim. Afilu pachas mikan chokin. If they want, then however, whatever size you split it. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? We know that from later on. So ime hasam hava amina afilu pachos mikan b'misipas ba'alma. You might have thought without our Mishnah that if they want to split, they could even take the shorter little marker. Kabash malan hacha kosel. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Once they want to split, you still need the higher wall to create the privacy. So the Gemara listi havelo listi hach. So just write the Mishnah here on Daf Beis and don't write the Mishnah later on Daf Yud Aleph or so. I think this is later on Daf Yud Aleph, right at the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph. So why don't you just write our Mishnah if it's a bigger Chiddush? So the Gemara says Seifa Tzrichalei. The Seifa, no, there's an extra line there that's needed too. The Seifa adds V'kisvei Hakodesh If you have Kisvei HaKodesh, if you have, Rashi says, Sefer Torah, Shu Bekrach Echad, V'chei Nevi'im U'Ksuvim, Ksuvim Sefer Torah. Let's say, you know, one person wants to learn Yehoshua, and the other one wants to learn Shoftim. It's all written in one scroll. So, the Gemara says there, the Mishnah, even if they both want to split, you shouldn't split it up. Lo, Yachloku, you should keep it as one. Okay, the next couple, two lines also, the Girsos are questionable, we'll just read it. The Bach and the Maharam take out the next couple of lines. We'll get to that in a couple of lines, that's why it's taken out. So this says the Gemara. So how do we just establish the Mishnah? It's a case where it's a very small yard, and if they want to, then we'd force them to build a wall. So why does the Mishnah say that is the Chiddush? But lishmeinan v'yeshba din chaluka. Why does it say the other case where it is big enough? V'yavagam de lo ratzu. And even if they don't want, we would force them. If it's the man d'amar of shmei hezek, isn't that be a bigger chiddush? Says the Gemara. No. Yeshmeinan v'yeshba din chaluka. V'yavagam de lo ratzu. If that would be the chiddush, a big yard, and then we would force them even if they don't want. Hava amina. I would have thought she'einma din chaluka in a small yard. Afilu ratzu namilo. Even if they would want to, Bezin would not get involved in small yards. I would have thought, even if they would want to split, we wouldn't force them. Kamash Malan, we say, no. That's the why there's a Chiddush for the Ein Badin Chaluka. In other words, if the Gemara is asking, why do you say Chiddush A and not Chiddush B, you have to prove to me why Chiddush B would be a bigger Chiddush. Right? There would be a Chiddush by both of them. So the Gemara says, that's why it picks one. Umima said, Amen Hachi, is it possible to suggest that the Ein Badin Chaluka, you would never get involved? Faktani Seifa, Emas, I bismatch HDM Rotsim. I will bismatch HDM Rotsim, Yachloku. So my lava kosel. Wouldn't you understand the Mishnah later on about that? That it's talking about you would force them to build a wall? Lo, amesipas ba'alma. Maybe not, just a little marker. Listi high, vo listi high. So then just say, our Mishnah, save us Rikhali, because they're called the Mishnah Shnei Rotsim, lo yachloku. Fine. That's, back to where we were with the other Girsa. So now we're up to Bavayo Kivta. Says the Gemara. How did we just understand the Mishnah, I Bavayo Kivta, the Masiso, Bishain, Badin Chaluka, where it's not big enough to split, so I Bishain, Badin Chaluka, Ki Ratsu, my Havi, Nehedri Behu. What are we saying? Once they decide to split, then Besen gets involved. Why? Why can they just retract? They didn't, like, do any transaction yet. We say, once they want to split, Bezin gets involved, you have to split, Hezek, Riyish, May Hezek. Why? I didn't have to split. So if I want to split, I'll split. If I change my mind tomorrow, I'll change my mind. Two answers. Amar Vasi, Amar Biochanan, Shekanu Miyadan. They made a Kinyan Chalipin. Once they make a Kinyan Chalipin, that's enough of a commitment, that concretizes the commitment, and therefore now Bezin gets involved. Says the Gemara, V'chikanu Miyadan, May Havi. Even if you make a Kinyan Chalipin, it has to commit to something. So, does it commit just to a decision? Kinyan dvarim biyamahu. It's just a kinyan on words. What's it a kinyan on? It's a kinyan dvarim. So says the Gemara, bishakano miyadan biruchos. The kinyan was to decide which side was going to be mine and which side was going to be yours. It wasn't just a kinyan of, we will do this. The question that's asked, Kinyan Chalipin, we discussed often in the past. And this is one of the key lines in Shas about Kinyan Chalipin. The Gemara asks, why should Kinyan Chalipin work? It's just Kinyan Dvarim B'Alma. And the Gemara answers, no, you committed Baruchos. What was the problem and what was the solution? Meaning, how does Kinyan Dvarim B'Alma means Kinyan Chalipin is very intangible. What's a normal Kinyan? I pull something, I push something, I dig something, anything. I take the reins of something. We know a kinyan. A kinyan usually has two ingredients. Das kinyan and maisa kinyan. The chiddush of kinyan chalipin, as the Achronim explain, is that there is no real maisa kinyan. It's a symbolic maisa. Right? At the chassan's tish, when the chassan lifts up the pen, that's a kinyan chalipin. What did he do? He just obligated himself in obligations of the ksuba. But he didn't, there wasn't any transaction, wasn't a transfer at that moment. So it's a maisa that's just symbolic, as the Rambam says, of a concretization of his das, that he's serious about what's going on. But it's not really a maisa kinyan in the normal sense. So that's why the Gemara asks, so what is it? It's kinyan dvarim, ba'alma. It's just, so what are you doing? Why does it work? So the Gemara answers, baruchos. So again, how does that answer the question? So Tosfos says that the question was, it was about a future event. Answer, no, right now. Right now, I'm committing. I'm not just saying that I'm committed to split it. No, I'm committing to take this side. So that itself makes it more concrete. If you look at the end of Dibur Maskil Kinyan, Kinyan Gamarhu, Shem Mishabed Es Atzman, Atzmo, Shem Yeonei, Shem Yishalem. I'm Mishabed myself right now. Something occurred right now, and not in the future. Or the Rashba says, you commit right now to pay for half the wall. You committed. You committed money right now. So that itself, once something is committed, that makes it tangible enough. Says the Rashba, Kishakanu miyadan v'nischayiv kol echad l'chaveiro b'dmei machzis hakosel. Right? You committed to half. And therefore, that gets out of the problem of just being so intangible, kinyan dvarim ba'alma. But again, it's still a unique kinyan. It's the only kinyan that works both by karka and by metaltalin. Remember, that's why if you look in the sources of the Mishnah, in Kiddushin, Chavav, Chavzayin, all the sources, it lists off, these are the kinyanim of karka, these are the kinyanim of metaltalin. Chalip is not in either of the lists. So why is that? So the Rishonim already allude to this, but explained, because it's the most universal kinyan, so you don't even have to say it. It's not on either of the exclusive lists, because it always works. And this is the Rambam. All you need is the Rambam. The Rambam in Parakeh of Hilchis Bechira, he says it beferish. The Achronim expand, Reb Chaim expands, but the Rambam says that kinyan chalip is all about concretization of what you're doing, even though sometimes you don't even need it. Yeah, I make the Rav Shliach to sell my chametz, right? So again, you do a kinyan chalipin. What am I giving? I'm making him a Shliach. So do you have to make a kinyan? I can't just say that. So the Rambam says, Sheish dvarim harbe she'ein tzrichim kinyan. Ve'ein l'kinyan mem tam. Some things don't need a kinyan. Like v'shachar avdo, megarish ishto. It's the get. You don't need a kinyan chalipin. But the minhag is to do kinyan chalipin in some of these places. Noagu rova makomas lahaknos lemitzas elu adrav chayose behem. Va'omrim v'kinyan kaninu miploni shasa ploni shliach osha machal ploni chov ovechulu. V'yavu mishenot tzarich. And then he says, kinyan zesh noagu eino moel klum. It really, what does that mean, eino moel klum? You don't need it in these cases when you're doing another kinyan. Ela lahodia she'eino omer dvarim elu kimisachek umahatel. You're not joking around. Ela shegomar belibo v'yachar kachamar. And therefore, says the Rambam, that's the way it works. Shadvarim she'ebahem mamish, eino kinyan moel bohen. And that's why we have, again, nafkaminas. Kinyan chalipin is the only kinyan where there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether you would require edim there. Why do you require edim by a kinyan? You require edim if you want it to be noted. If I want to do a kinyan mishicha or hagbah or chazaka, I need edim there. If I want to prove it afterwards, yes. But does it work without edim? Of course it works. Kinyan chalipin might not work without edim. According to some Rishonim, Kedusha Samachay, the Tosfos Arush discusses this, whether kinyan sara, it comes up later on, actually, Baba Basra, it's coming up, chalipin, one of the main sugi is coming up later on. So says the Rishon, why do you need edim there? Because edim also have to do with da'as. Certain events, right, a marriage requires edim, a high level of da'as. So again, this is it's all connected. One of the exciting sugiyas, again, we'll get back to the Bezer Shem later in the Masechta as well. That's all one answer, though. So, again, if the question was, if our Mishnah is talking about a tiny yard where Ein Bo Din Chalukka, but once you decide to split it, then Bez Din swoops in and forces you to split it up and put up a wall, why would they do that? Because I committed. I committed right now, Baruchos. Answer number two says the... And number two, Rav Ashi Amar, Kigon Shahalach Zeh Betok Shelo Vehechzik, Vezeh Betok Shelo Vehechzik. They did a Kinyan Chazaka. Okay, fine. There's not just Kinyan Chalipin. They did a Kinyan Chazaka. They went and dug in their half, and therefore that would be why it works. The Rashba has two deis here, whether Rav Ashi is adding or arguing. Rav Ashi, first the Rashba says, Yesh Mefarshim, the Rav Ashi Lo Balachanish Dovar, Elo Deshneu Kimtasein, Ve'ein Chidish Beineihem, Ubali Agamara Sidrum Shneihem, Bagamara Laravcha de Milsa. Right? No, Machlokas. Ve'yesh Mefarshim, the Rav Ashi Balachadesh, that he's being Machadish something. And that is, usually by a Kinyan Chazaka, you require the Makne to say, Leich Chazek Ukni. Go do a Kinyan Chazaka. You require that. Because that's also somewhat unusual. If I pull the item, that's kinyan. If I push the item, if I do something to cause it to move. But here, I'm just digging. Right? So is that a kinyan? So usually you require lechazek ukni, says the Rashba. But here, because it's yours anyway, and you're just clarifying which is going to be your half, that's the chiddush of Rav Ashi. That you could just go and do a kinyan, you don't even need lechazek ukni. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. Markam shnagol livdos. So the place where there's a minhag to build with this material, you build with that material. So we're going to talk about various materials over the next couple of lines. Gvil, what is the gvil? Avnei delo mishafya. It's unsmoothed rock. Gazis, avnei de mishafya. Gazis is smoothed. Right? Yun. Dechsiv kol elo avanim yikaros kamidos gazis, as the pasuk says by the Beis HaMikdash. Right? We know. Where does the Sanhedrin sit? The Lishkas HaGazis, which is always translated as the office of the yun stone. Right, Gazis is hewn and cut. Kvisin are half bricks. Lovenim Livni, they're full bricks. Amalei Rabba Breda Rabba Laravashi. Bimai Gvil Avnei Gvot Dolo Mishafya Ninu. How do you know that Gvil means the non-smooth bricks, the high tefach, and the fact that it's the tefach wide, Yetera, and the fact that that is a tefach wider than the smooth ones, Lamursha de Karnasa, is because of the protruding corners, because they're not smoothed down. So that's why, if you have parts of the stone sticking out, that means it's going to be an extra tefach wide. Dilma paga de gazesu. Really, maybe it should be half of the shear of the gazes, which is the yun stone. V'hai tefach yisera. Why is it a tefach wider? Why are the non-smooth stones wider? Levene urvehu. It's for pouring the cement in between that holds it together. Maybe that's what it's used for. So the Gemara says, no, kitaka amrinan kfisin archi. Levenin livni, v'hai tefach yisera, levene urve. Just like by the bricks, it's for the for the space in between, so too for the smooth and the non-smooth stones. Amar leila taimeich kfisin archi minolans. How do you even know it by the bricks? How do you know by the bricks? It's for the space in between. Ela gemara gemirila kdilnami avri lemeshavik gemara gemirila. It's a misora. This is what we have. Does that mean halach Moshe b'Sinai? Well, Gemara Gemirala sometimes means Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu told us about Gvil and Kvis, so maybe, or maybe here it just means this is the Mesorah that we've been given. Iga Darme, or similar discussion, Omar Le Ravacha Breda Rav Avi Ravashi. Mimai Dahai Kvisin Archininu. How do I know Kvisin are half bricks? Vahai Tefach Yiseira, and the reason it's a Tefach wider wall than the whole bricks, Lebene Urve, right, is because of the space, this plaster in between. Dilma Mai Kvisin Avi Lomashafian. Maybe it's a different translation. Kvisin means the non-smooth rocks. Vahai Tefach Yiseira, the merchant of the Karnasa. And the after of Tefach is the parts that are sticking out that are not smooth. Kitakamrinan Gvil Avni de la Mashafian. Gazis Avni de Mashafian. Right, just like we have the Misora about the others. The high tefak yisera la mersha the karnasa. So Gemara says, Amar Leila, Taimea, Gvil Avni de la Mashafian, Minalan, El Gemara Gemirala, Hachanami Gemara Gemirala. Okay, just trying to figure out what the words mean and which means bricks and which means stones. So the Gemara says, ultimately it is a Misora. Amar Abaya. Shma mina, from the fact that half bricks is a tefach thicker wall than the whole bricks, kol b'nei urve tefach. And we say anything in between that you're going to put in to hold the walls together, that's a tefach wide. The whole bricks don't need anything in between. Right, the half bricks do, and that's why you need an extra tefach inside. Hanimi libetina, that's only if you use regular, full, pure mortar. Aval berichsa, but if you use richsa, which is an inferior type, use like little rocks and pebbles along with the cement mixture, boitve, that would have to be even wider. Vigadarme, or others say the opposite. Hanimili berichsa. Maybe berichsa you need the tefach wide. Aval betina lo boi kulihai, but betina full, pure mortar, you wouldn't need so wide. Period. Says the Gemara Lameimra. So is this to teach me? Did beguzis kol dalet amos gova? By guzis, if you use that material, these smoothed out stones, four amos, because the wall's going to be four amos high, right? That's what we said before. Gova. I havi pusya cham shakoi I lo lokoi. So are we saying that if you have a four amos high wall, then it needs to be five tfachim wide, and if not, it's going to teeter, and if not, it's going to fall down? But one second. V'ha'amatraxin. But what about the wall that was in the first base of Migdash between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadashim? The amatraxin. Tahavi gavoa tlasin. Amasa. It was 30 amos high. V'lavi posia elashis pushchi v'kam. It was only 6 tfachim wide and it stood. So is our Mishnah meant to tell me that if you have a 4 amma high wall, then it has to be 5 wide? But what about in the base of Migdash? It was 30 amos high and it was 6. The Gemara says, you're right, that extra tefach did it. Kiva diika tefach yisera kai. Because it was a one tefach wider, it was 6 tefach wide, that was why it could hold even a wider. Says Tosfos, what is the word troxin? Amatroxin. Why is it called the Amatroxin? So Tosfos says 2 days. Either Tarak means to Rabbi Notan, the Tarak havi kamo truke gali, guarding. Guarding. It guards the Kodesh Kadashim. That's Trak. Sin is like Har Sinai. It guards the luchos from Har Sinai. That's Troxin, guard Sinai, right? That is the first day of what Amatroxin means. And the second day is Amatroxin means panim b'chutz. It means front and back, because it was, it's not sure if that width has, the status of the Heichal, or has the status of the Kodesh Kodashim, so it's front and back. That's what the word means. But interesting, if you think about the first shot of Tosfos, so the Amatroxin, is all about something about related to Har Sinai, which fits in nicely to the Ramban. Right, the Ramban 4 or 5 times in his commentary on Sefer Shmos, including in the Hagdama, relates that the entire Mishkan was supposed to be a Hemshech of Har Sinai. Right, and that's why the Ramban argues with Rashi. The Ramban says that the Torah is written in perfect order, and that the Mishkan was commanded before the Chet Egel. Not like Rashi. It's not like the Mishkan was a tikkun, right? What's after Yisro and Mishpatim? Truman Tetzava. The Gemara doesn't say Muftum and Murcha Batorah. Rashi says that. The Gemara says it sometimes in Sefer Bamidbar, right? By Pesach Sheni, Perak Aleph of Bamidbar, and Perak Tes. The dates are given in the Torah. That have to be Ein Muftum and Mu'uchar. But the Ramban writes in his Akdama Al Ha Sefer Shmos, he says, this is Sefer HaGeula, and the purpose of the Geula is to come to the stage where we will be in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, and that will be a continuation of the Har Sinai experience. He says, Hagolas Eininu Nishla Mayotshuva Mel Makoma Mel Malas Avosam Ukshasmi Mitzrayim V'chulu V'chulu Ukshibol Har Sinai V'asu Mishkan V'shava Kadosh Baruch Hu V'shav Shechina Beinayim Av Shavu Malas Avosam V'chulu. And he continues. And he writes that even more clear in other places in Shmos. But again, Amatroxin, the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, is connecting to Har Sinai. Okay, we continue. Ubimikdash Shady by Time Allah and Amatroxin. The second Beis HaMikdash, why didn't they make an Amatroxin? Right? There was a curtain. If you remember the Mishnayos in Yuma, there were 2 curtains. Right? One curtain, you went in from one side, you went around to the other side. Why did they build curtains in the second Beis HaMikdash and not like a stone wall like was in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Amatroxin? So the Gemara says, Ki koi betzvasin koi tfei lo koi. Because the second Beis HaMikdash was much taller than the first Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, it would be even higher than 30 amos. And you weren't allowed to make it any wider, because you can't do that without having a Navi telling you could change the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, there are psukim elsewhere in Nevuah, you know, but you can't switch. Right? How did Shlomo make a lot of menorahs and a lot of shulchans? Good question. Not for now. We discussed that in Navi Shir in Sefer Malachim. But here, the wall is going to be much higher. It's going to be too thin and it's going to fall down. So that's why you couldn't make such a high wall. Kikai betlasin koi tvei lo koi more wouldn't be. Uminalan tahavi gavoa tvei. How do you know it was much taller? Dechsiv. Because the Pasuk says in Chagai, Godol yia kavod habayis hazeh ha'achra ben harishon. Right, the kavod of this bias, which we say means possibly, as we'll see now, the height will be bigger in the second base of Mikdash than the first base of Mikdash. And Rav Shmuel va'amila Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar z'machlokes. What does this mean? Kavod habayis hazeh. So one says chadam Rabbi Binyan, one says taller. Right, that's what this is referring to. V'chadam ar bishanim, and the other sheet that says bishanim, meaning in years, the first base of Mikdash was 410, and the second base of Mikdash was 420. And therefore the second one was longer, that's what it means, Godol Habayis Hazeh. The Rabbi Nebuchai, in the beginning of Pekudei, says there's even a remez to this. Because he says, if you have the first pasuk in Pekudei, Hamishkan Mishkan Ha'edus, he says that the word Hamishkan, adding 4, which you can always do, add the letters, equals Hamishkan is a remez, that's 415 plus 5. Right? That's 420. That's the second base of Mikdash. Just the word Mishkan with its letters is 410. Right? And then Ha'edus, Chaser Vav, that is 480. That's the number of years from Yitzias Mitzrayim till Binyan Beis HaMikdash. See, even has a remez in the first pasuk of Pekudei relating to the years. But either way, this is the 2 days. What does that pasuk in Chagai mean? The Maharal here in the Chiddush Agado says, how can you think the second base of Mikdash is covered up by Yisazeh? You were missing the 5 things, right? The Gemara in Yuma, you were missing the Beis HaMikdash. The Kodesh Kodesh was empty. You're going to call that Kavod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchron Yosef Ben HaRishon. It was missing the Shechina and the Rav Tumim V'chulu, says the Maharal. In a sense, you could say it. because the second Beis HaMikdash we did. Right, it wasn't just from HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'derech Neis. Right, and it was all pure. The first Beis HaMikdash also had other people involved, other nations involved. Shlomo HaMelech brought from Matsur up north. So, in a sense, it could be when B'nai Yisrael do it, that's unique. We mentioned in Parsha Shir a number of years ago the idea that some of the other religions quote this pasuk in Haggai to prove that God has rejected us and we're done. Why? Because what does the pasuk say in Haggai? Gadol yiyah kavod habayis hazeh ha'achron min harishon. That was the last one. There's no third bit temple. It says achron. It says last in Haggai. What's the answer? They quote this from the Vilna Gaon. They quote this from others. No. Look at Parshas Vayishlach. What does it say in Vayishlach? When Yaakov Avinu sent the groups of animals to Esav, they sent this one Rishonim, and the next one's Acharonim, and the next one's Acharonim. It's a haraya. It's in the Bible itself, right? Achron means after, not last, right? And that's how you read the pasuk in Haggai. You understand that based on the pasuk in Vayishlach. Achron means the later one. It doesn't mean, right, what do we, Acharon, Acharon, Chaviv. Not Achron, Chaviv. Acharon, Acharon, Chaviv. Even the one that's not last is called Acharon. But they ask us from this Akasha, from Haggai, but we answer from Parshas Vayishlach. Okay, so that's why we don't have such a tall amatroxin in the second Beis HaMikdash, because it would fall down. Says the Gemara, V'isa laha, V'isa leha. Right, and that's why it both are true, says the Gemara. I'm sorry, I should have read that line before. It's both true. It was taller and it lasted longer. V'nevdu, tlasin amin, bebinyin, v'idach levet parochis. So why don't you at least make the bottom 30 amos wall, and then the top part curtain? What do you have to make the whole thing curtain? No, kikai tlasin amhata, when we said that if it's 30 high, it can still stand with only being like 6 thick, 6 tfachim thick, nami agaf tikro mazev avikai. It's because the ceiling helps to stabilize it at that height. If you don't have a ceiling at 30, so that it's going to be, even 30 is not going to be enough. Below tikro mazev alo avikai. Right, it wouldn't stand if it didn't have that on top. V'levin my de'efshar b'binyin, v'levin idah parochas. So why don't you just make as much as you can high, make that stone, and then build the curtain on top of it? Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Gemiri, ib kulu b'binyin, I kulu b'parochas. You got one or the other, right? Either it's all stone or all curtain. I kulu b'binyin mi mikdash, I kulu b'parochas mi mishkan. You can't split it. It's got to be one or the other. But we know there were three structures that we've had. We've had the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Beis HaMikdash Sheni, and the Mishkan. So we usually think of the Beis HaMikdash as the unbelievable, obviously, the glory. There is one Ha'ara the Sfarno makes at the beginning of Pekudei that the Mishkan has up over on top of the Beis HaMikdash, and that is, it was never destroyed. There was never really a Churban. It was stopped being used. Rav Soloveitchik says that itself could be a Churban. Right after the Aron was taken by the Plishtim in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, so we stopped using the Mishkan, which itself is destruction. There was no more central usage and central religious structure, but it wasn't destroyed in the same way as the first and second Beis HaMikdash. So the Sfarno based on Psukim says the Mishkan has right omdim right ati shitim omdim la'ad la'omei olamim forever and ever. Those atishitim were never burned, right? And that has a uniqueness that the Mishkan has. Okay, Ibai Lahu, getting back to some of the structure issues, when the Shiurim are given in the Mishnah, Hain Vesidon, does this mean the rocks and the stones and the plaster? Odil Mahain below Sidon, or without the plaster? So Amar Rachamay Yisak Mestava, Hain Vesidon. Mestava means both, including even the plaster. Disakadai the Hain below Sidon, because if it's without, let's say the Shiurim. So let's say that in the Mishnah. What, you're saying the Mishnah, oh, does it include tax? Right, it doesn't include the plaster, so just include it. I don't care what it is without it. So Elalash, I mean, no, I hate Vesida, so it must be the Mishnah includes it. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Lo, 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 hey, melocha, hey, below Sida. Maybe the Mishnah refers to hey, below Sida without the plaster. V'kiva de lo have tefach lo tani. But because it's less than a tefach, I didn't need to say it. Right, it's just a little bit of space, so it doesn't say it. I've haktani belavedim zenos in tefach mechsa v'dadadu tefach mechsa. What do you mean? It says, even if it's less than a tefach. It's one and a half. In the next line, hasam chazi l'starufe. No, but there it can combine. You have a half and a half, then it becomes like a whole. If it's just a little bit, then it's not combinable. Period. Tashba, says the Gemara, Hakara Sha'amru, so is it really true that it's including the plaster? Hakara Sha'amru, Rechava Kedila Kabal Ariach, V'Ariach Chati Leveda Shagibal Tfachim. The Mishnah tells us in a Ravin, how thick does, if you build a kora, right, to block off a mavui, block off an alleyway, to make it a private rishus, so how does that, what type of kora boards do you have to use? So it has to be wide enough to hold a brick, and the ariach, or half a brick, and the half a brick is three tfachim. That doesn't have any plaster on it, right? If you have the half a brick, so you see, it's three tfachim without the plaster. Answer, hasa baravar vasa. They were talking about big bricks, thick bricks. It says, I have a brick of three tvachim, which sounds like there are smaller ones. Period. Amar Rav Chisda. Says Rav Chisda, again, in Baba Basra, as we know here, is jam-packed. So this is an important line relating to the idea of Binyan Beis HaKnesses. Lo lister inish be'knishta adabani be'knishta achriti. You're not allowed to break down a shul until you have another shul to daven in. Let's say you're doing construction or you're moving into a new place. You can't break down the first one until you have the second one to daven in. Why? Two reasons given. Ika da'ami mishum shiusa, either because you might not ever get to building the second one. You just might go to other shuls and forget it. Ika da'ami mishum tsluye, or because you don't have a place to daven in the interim. So my tminayu gemenayu di'ika b'knishta achriti. If there's another a shul around, you have a place to daven, you're not worried about the second reason, but you're still worried about the first reason. Chassam Sofer asks why there's no isser of The Gemara doesn't say that there's anything wrong, per se, with destroying a shul. What, isn't there an isidaraisa of lo sasuke l'shem lokechem? You're not allowed to destroy. You're not allowed to break anything. So Chassam Sofer says, here in this tshuva, in Siman Lama Gimel, in Chelek Aleph, he says, no. Rak ha-soser makalka l'gamri chefzik nusha over b'lav shalo sasuke l'shem lokechem. But if you're doing a manas livnos acher, you need the money, you need the materials, you don't get an avera. Right? You're not being mechalo the knusha here. Right? You're doing it l'shem, a greater shul. Right? And therefore, it is not a problem. Building a shul, the stechemen, if you want anything known about up until the 1800s, about the mitzvah of building a shul, is it a daraisa, is it a mitzvah drabanan, there's differences in the Rambam. The Rambam, in the minyan ha-katzar, in the little one-line sefer mitzvahs, the beginning of Mada, adds in knusha's beis ha-knesses on a daraisa level. Doesn't say that anywhere else. So the Stechemet has 10 pages here in Chelek Hay, in the Ma'areches Beis HaKnesses, where he talks about every issue. What's the status of the Mikdash Ba'at? Is it a level of Kedush Daraisa or Kedush Darabanan? Is there a mitzvah Daraisa to build a shul? Is there not? What are you allowed to do in a shul? And he goes through. Are you allowed to have non-Jewish workers to build a shul if they're better than the Jewish workers? Are you allowed to have haircuts in a shul? Right? We spoke about that a couple of years ago. About upsherins. Right? All different other things in the shul. He has an important line here, just to read one line. Anything that the non-Jews are machped not to do in their houses of worship, a Jew can never do in their house of worship. That's an important line. Davar acher, davar sha'achir makpidin, shelo la'asoso bebeis tiflosam, af shelofi torasenu ha'kadosha mutter, asher la'asoso bebeis ha'knesses, shu mikdash ma'at, ubonom ha'mikdashi b'zok b'nei Yisrael, lo sechal lo sheb kachi. Right, that's an important line. If they want to do it in their house of worship, we shouldn't do it in our house of worship, even if halachically there's no problem with it. Right? So that's, I don't know how to apply that, but that is, an important line. Rav Schechter has a piece in Eretz HaTzvi in Siman Yud Beis also, which we don't have time to go through, where he talks about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses from Rav Salvechik, that the root of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is the Torah. Just like the root Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was the Aron. There was no Aron in the second Beis HaMikdash, it was there. As we know, it was buried underneath. If it wouldn't have been buried underneath in that spot, then it wouldn't have made sense to even have a Beis HaMikdash. Because the root Kedusha always flows from the Torah, from the Aron, and that's Beis HaMikdash and that's Beis HaKnesses. Rav Salvechik also has a Yahrzeit shiur where he talks about the relationship between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. We don't have time to go into the Rayas now, but Beis HaMikdash, we'll be hopefully Dafim later on when there are shorter Dafim, we can get into some of these issues. But he talks about how Beis HaMikdash, really, we go to Hashem. Hashem is really the home turf, Kaviyachol. While Beis HaKnesses, he comes to us. And he has a rise to that based on the Gemara at the end of Brachos. Okay, we continue. Reimer Mazutra Sasu Bani. Reimer Mazutra used to break down and build up their shul. Kikaiti Besisva Ubani Besisva Bekaita. The winter shul in the summer shul in the winter, they always switched. One was warmer, one was cooler, and therefore they always switched. So you see, because they had the other shul, they were able to break down the first one. Amalei Ravina Laravashi Gavu Zuz Zuzi umachti mai. What if they already collected money for the shul? Is it okay to then break it down? Right? Because you already have the money for the new shul. So amale, dilma mizravelu pinyin shvuyim. No. What if pinyin shvuyim comes up? There's a captive. You have to give the money away. Viavelu. Shrigi livni vahadri hudri ubachti kshuri bai. What if you have all the raw materials there? You have the bricks and you have the crushim. No, still, and you'll have to sell it and give it. So, still, it is not allowed. This gets us into, if you collect something for one public need, are you allowed to switch it in the hierarchy of that sugya? So what do you mean? Even if you build a shul, you say, oh, you can't build the other shul, because maybe you'll have to sell this shul. No. The people don't sell their homes. What does that mean? A shul here is called a home. It's also one of the riots of Soloveitchik brings. A shul is like our home where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, once you're in it, you're not going to sell it. And this is only, obviously, if you don't see a dilapidated, dangerous situation in the shul. But if you see, like, there's a wall falling down, and it's dangerous, then you can break it down to build it up again. Like Ravashi, Chazim at Tiyua, Bekanishta de Masa Machsia, he saw a crack in the shul of Masa Machsia, Sasre, and he broke it down. And Va'ayli the Puri Lohasam, he wanted to make sure that the Kablan acted quickly. See, he brought his bed to the area, to the construction site. He said, I'm sleeping here every night until this is done. So, V'lo Afke at the Maskan Leishvichi, until they put up even the gutters after building the shul, Ravashi didn't leave. That's how he made sure that it was done. Tosfos discusses here, he really slept in the place where the shul was. You ought to sleep in the shul. Tosfos says it doesn't really mean in the shul, it means next to the shul, or like the Gemara Arei Psachim, sleeping in the pit of sleep. So it means in the side room. Tosfos says, Lav Mamish Lebeis HaKnesses, Ayli Lepurya, Ela Samuch Lebeis HaKnesses, Bemachem She'orchin Regil Lishan Sham. Tosfos says that here, like he says it elsewhere. Then Tosfos says another day, maybe it was built out tonight, then he could even sleep in the shul as well. Says the Gemara, Ubaba ben Buta, Hechias Vile Eitzala Hordis. The mister of the Beis HaMikdash, how did Babam and Buta give advice? We'll see the story of Hashem coming up. How did he give advice to Hordis to break down the Beis HaMikdash? Rashi says, look in Josephus, you'll see the full story. But it's at the bottom line of Rashi. Ksuvihi b'Yosifon ben Gurion. Rashi, a number of times, quotes Josephus. So he says, how did he tell him to break down the Beis HaMikdash? Rabbi Rav Chisda, lo lister inish b'kedishta, the body b'kedishta achrita. How did he tell him to break down the, we didn't have another Beis HaMikdash. How do you tell him to break it down? Maybe he saw a crack. Wow. The Beis HaMikdash itself, was part of it was falling down. So that's why it was dilapidated. That's what. Or Malchus HaShayini. Or telling the king to do something is different than Lohadra Bey. He's for sure going to do it. He's not going to change his mind. To Amr Shmuel, the Amr Malchus HaKrana Ture, if the government says, uproot the mountain, Akar Ture of Lohadra Bey, don't worry, you can be Okar the Tura, and you don't have to worry about being closer, Bo. Period. Now we start the story of Hordis and the Chashmonaim, so we'll stop here. Ben Hashem, I heard this, and we will, Ben Hashem, continue with tomorrow's daf.